J Balvin, Dua Lipa, Bad Bunny und Tiny. Una Dia, One Day, hier auf Radio Gong. One Day, eines Tages, wussten wir, dass wir wieder Gäste empfangen können hier bei uns bei Radio Gong. War ja lange gar nicht möglich. Es gab wahnsinnig viele Homeoffice-Interviews in Sachen Corona, Telefon. Man sitzt im Wohnzimmer, der Gegenüber sitzt im Wohnzimmer und dann redet man miteinander. Und jetzt endlich mal wieder direkt im Studio ein junger, aufstrebender Künstler, der einen sehr coolen Song am Start hat. JC Stewart heißt er, hat auch einen Aufzugsgig bei uns gespielt. Das heißt, könnt ihr gerne auch anschauen bei uns auf radiogong.com. Und er ist unterwegs, endlich wieder mal raus aus Irland in die weite Welt, darf natürlich seine Single promoten und wollte ich natürlich auch von ihm wissen, wo war er denn eigentlich jetzt schon überall unterwegs? Er erzählt ein bisschen was von Würzburg, natürlich über seinen neuen Song I Need You to Hate Me, wie es herzschmerzmäßig ausschaut mit den Songs und auch über Louis Capaldi haben wir gesprochen in Teil 1 unseres Interviews auf Englisch. Aus Irland, der Mann.
Last couple of days, so left from London, did some work in Amsterdam, and then we've been in Cologne, and now we're in Würzburg. So that's good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you enjoy our city?
Oh, it's amazing. We only got in last night. We walked about, and so I'm a big history nerd. And I'd never heard of Würzburg before, so I'm just walking about being like, what is going on? I was texting my girlfriend. She's like, you must be in heaven. I'm like, yep, this is pretty good.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not from the States. You're from Ireland, so you guys have history.
We have loads of history. Yeah. So, thankfully, you know.
Because I know when Americans come here, they feel like they're in Disneyland.
Yeah, literally. No, we got my school's from like 1400s. I'm used to that stuff, but still pretty cool.
So it's all Hogwarts style back there, yeah. So.
Exactly, literally. Not as magic, sadly.
Well, yeah, but your music's really magic right now. I mean, it is going through the roof.
It's doing okay. Yeah, weird things are happening. And especially kind of even weirder that it's happening over lockdown when it wasn't really happening as much before lockdown. So, yeah, it's been very weird, fun, strange. Yeah.
Got a single out right now and did a couple of other versions. Tell us about that song, what it's called, and what is it all about?
Yeah, it's a song called I Need You to Hate Me, which people often are like, ooh. But I'm like, it's actually not that weird. It's essentially about the end of a relationship where you're done with it and you're trying to find a way to leave without feeling really guilty about it. And I remember I was watching Friends and movies and stuff at this time, and they all hated each other when they left, and it was so much easier. They just ran out the door, slammed it behind them, and never looked back. So I'm just saying essentially to that person, if you hated me, this would be so much easier. So yeah.
So is it from the perspective of somebody who was being left or who left somebody?
No, it's from my own experience of kind of leaving, and it ended up being a mutual thing, but it was just trying to find a way to leave for ages, you know?
So caught in a relationship, it's not good for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's funny how many songs evolve from experiences like that. It's
for
just
sure,
if people didn't have any really heartbreak situations, we probably would only have half of the music we have.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'm trying to write less heartbreak songs because I've done a lot of them now. And everyone's like, how many breakups have you had? I'm like, not that many. So I'm really trying to find other stuff to write about. But yeah, the best songs come from heartbreak. It's annoying.
Well, I think it's because people can relate.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
If they say, well, I'm going through the same thing, so I need a song. Elton John sang Sad Songs Say So Much, and he was completely right.
Yeah.
It's just if a song sort of relates to you and you say, okay, it helps me through a time, and you know, it's more popular maybe, or it's just something that grasps you more.
Exactly. But like, look at Louis Capaldi or someone like that, who just, you know, the most breakup songs. It's like the biggest songs in the world. So yeah, it works.
You've done some stuff with Louis Capaldi, right?
Yeah, I wrote a song on his album called Hollywood. So we've been friends for years, and we've written together and played shows together and drank beers together, and yeah. It's making fun.
So, did you know him before music, or did you just know him when he also did music?
I met him when he was right at the start of his career. So, I sort of met him during music, but right when we were both at the start. Annoyingly, we both started our careers at the same time. And I'm just like, okay, he's a lot bigger than me. But that's all right. But yeah, no, he's a nice guy.
So, he's probably happy for you right now that you're also catching up.
No, it's really good fun because, like, we've been playing shows together for years and working for years. And now that I'm not even close to being on the same level, but I'm starting to do something. He's like, he's as excited as I am, I think. So, yeah.
Dude, you wrote a song on his album. I'm sorry, yeah, man. So you got something here. You got something going.
We're getting there.
Richtig. J.C. Stewart hat nämlich ein Album bei Louis Capaldi, also einen Song von Louis Capaldis Album geschrieben, Hollywood. Und die beiden haben sich ja kennengelernt quasi, als sie beide direkt angefangen haben mit der Karriere. Er sagt, okay, Louis ist wesentlich erfolgreicher als ich, aber ich versuche gerade ein bisschen aufzuholen. Und er hat natürlich über seinen neuen Song gesprochen, I Need You To Hate Me. Ich brauche es, dass du mich hasst. Also es geht um eine Trennung natürlich und dass diese Trennung einfacher wäre, wenn der Gegenüber einen hassen würde. So wie im Fernsehen, wenn sie einfach rausstürmen und die Tür zuschlagen und sich hassen und immer dann, wenn man sich trennt. Aber er sagt, diese Songs, ja, die kommen halt raus und viele sagen, warum schreibst du immer Songs über Trennungen? Hast du so viele gehabt? Nein, habe ich nicht. Und er wird versuchen, in Zukunft auch Songs über andere Themen zu schreiben, aber Trennungen kommen halt eigentlich immer songtechnisch gut an. Und Würzburg gefällt ihm auch. Viel Geschichte hier, auch wenn natürlich in Irland, in seiner Heimat, viel Geschichte ist, fand er es hier bei uns richtig toll. Und deswegen hören wir jetzt einfach auch seine aktuelle Single J.C. Stewart hier auf Radio Gong. I Need You To Hate Me.
Hey, this is J.C. Stewart and you're listening to my new song I Need You To Hate Me on Radio Gong Würzburg.